It's Wednesday, January 8th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Fed makes moves in cybersecurity tools and AI, two court cases we care about, and American Airlines and Google Assistant. This is the Business of Tech. Two regulation updates to kick things off. First, let's highlight a newly passed law signed in December 2019 that requires the U.S. State Department to report its criteria for sales of U.S. cybersecurity tools and services to foreign countries. The bill also requests state to apprise Congress within 90 days of any action it has taken to punish countries for violating its policies. U.S. companies selling hacking products or services to foreign governments must first obtain permission from the State Department. And on Tuesday, the White House proposed regulatory principles around the development and use of artificial intelligence. Federal agencies should, quote, conduct risk assessments and cost-benefit analyses prior to any regulatory action on AI, with a focus on establishing flexible frameworks rather than one-size-fits-all regulation, end quote. The administration said agencies should promote trustworthy AI and must consider fairness, non-discrimination, openness, transparency, safety, and security. As a reminder, the DoD proposed a framework for the use of AI in December. Why do we care? In the MSP 501er community on Facebook this week, Chris Blackman posted the question, which trend do we think will be most tired by the end of the year? And my answer was regulation, but only because it will be so impactful on tech in the coming months, not because of sheer exhaustion. The State Department is now treating cybersecurity tools like weapons of war, which makes logical sense as the cyber war landscape has clearly become one recognized as the same as physical combat. This is notable for those using these tools across country borders, as you should expect to see more of this, and you should also be careful about using tools in this way. The White House made their announcement at CES, which does make sense, and this follows up the well-thought-out AI draft we saw from the Pentagon previously. It's the role of government to think about the societal ramifications of tech, and these are useful tools and frameworks for commercial businesses to leverage. And from the courts, two more stories. Two couples whose Ring cameras were hacked have filed a lawsuit seeking class action status against the company. Both couples were victims of harassment by hackers. One had their 8-year-old daughter spied upon and taunted, and the other harassed them with termination if they did not pay a ransom. Unrelated, Sonos sued Google in two federal court systems on Tuesday, seeking financial damages, accusing the company of infringing on five of its patents, including technology that lets wireless speakers connect and sync with each other. Sonos had previously released information to Google in 2013 when they believed the two companies would be working together, and now executives say they were naive in their approach. Why do we care? Well, with hindsight, it's feeling like the logical outcomes of both threads to end up in court. Despite the best blame-the-user pushback, Ring is ending up in trouble over their design decisions. My guidance here is this. When the stories broke, I pointed out that the opportunity for services companies was to help users rather than blame them. I still believe that to be true. You can look at it the other way. If you blame them, they're going to come back mad and sue you. Helping them seems better than being sued. The Sonos suit is saying what everyone is feeling. Working with the big tech companies just sucks. This feels distinctly like a big company taking advantage of a smaller one, and the article notes that Sonos has the same problem with Amazon, but didn't think they could take on two tech giants at the same time. My bias? I was a pre-order customer of Sonos and something of a fanboy to this day. This is one more data point on the backlash to big tech. American Airlines announced this week at CES that they're testing using Google's Assistant's interpreter mode in airport lounges to help employees better communicate with those speaking a different language. The airline says its premium customer service representatives will be able to use interpreter mode on Google Nest hubs, but noted they will only use the mode when a multilingual employee isn't available. The airline has rolled out interpreter mode last week in its three Admirals Club locations at LAX. If you want to try it yourself, the feature is available in both Google Home devices and began rolling out to iOS and Android Google Assistant apps in December. Why do we care? This is a great use of voice. Again, lots of bad news does need some of the good. This is a very practical application, and notably, taking what was an apparent consumer tech, the Google Home devices, and placing it in a business context. This gives us insight into the way that you can do this with your own customers. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, if you do value the show, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, giving you access to updates and new events. I appreciate that your time is valuable and you've given me 5 minutes of it to listen and learn. And thank you for these small things that really helped me grow this to be sustainable as my new full-time role. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you caught yesterday's live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I'll be doing it again tomorrow, Thursday, to sum up some more CES stories, and we'll do a roundup next week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.